Order, order.
Can I assure the Honourable Minister that I have not had a sex change operation?
The Speaker to Gerry Brownlee.
I would expect not that it'd be a statement to Parliament, surely.
Gerry Brownlee to the Speaker.
It's just I'm not Madam Speaker.
Mr. Brownlee must have thought he was back in the last Parliament when he rose to answer this question from the Greens' Catherine Delahunty.
What is his response to 59% of New Zealanders who believe the government has already made up its mind and is simply going through the motions? And has he heard the saying, when you are in a hole, stop digging?
The Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Well, there's two questions there, Madam Speaker. Answering the second part first, if you're in your hole and you're getting good mineral deposit, keep going. To the first part, I simply say wait and see.
Can I assure the Honourable Minister that I have not had a sex change operation?
Lockwood Smith then called on Labour's David Parker, who also had questions for the Minister of Energy and Resources.
Has the Minister seen the submission from Newmont Waihee Gold, the largest miner in the Coromandel, headed Leave Schedule 4 Alone? And can he now confirm the government will not remove any Coromandel land from Schedule 4 protection?
Well, Gerry Brownlee.
Mr. Speaker, I haven't had the opportunity to consider in full the submission from Newmont Waihee Gold, but I have asked my office for a brief analysis of it, and what it appears is that Newmont are asking the same as the government is, but they're saying take a little more time over it. What we're saying is we just want New Zealanders to express a view, and we'll listen to New Zealanders, not to mining companies, who by and large, who I might also point out, is the only company that's got a prospecting licence over that area at the moment. I assume they're going to relinquish it.
The Honourable David Parker.
To clarify, is the government going to ignore the 35,000 submissions opposed to mining in national parks, or is he going to back down?
The Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Well, let me assure you, Mr. Speaker, a good number of those 35,000 submissions have been delivered to my office, so it's been impossible to ignore them.
The Honourable David Parker.
If 35,000 submissions and 40,000 marches opposed to mining in national parks aren't enough, how many would be?
The Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I'm not sure. I noticed that there were tens of thousands of people marched on Parliament protesting Labor's foreshore and seabed legislation, but they never listened to them.
Question time was followed by a resumption of the budget debate, which, with more than 11 hours left to run, is now set to go into next week. Away from the debating chamber, though, the Health Committee heard evidence in support of a petition seeking an inquiry into male suicide in this country. Rhys Lyon reports.
The petition has 2,518 signatures and is from the Working Party on Suicide, represented by Hawke's Bay GP, Dr. Viv Roberts.
Suicide is primarily a male problem. It's kind of up there with breast cancer and prostate cancer and the road toll, and yet it's not kind of acknowledged as, or at least it's kind of pushed over to one side in a way that other problems aren't.
Dr. Roberts said male suicide was often due to failed relationships.
This is my number one point here. Men are 9 times more likely to commit suicide following relationship breakdown than any other time in their life. And in fact, the official term is times of relationship breakdown and legal difficulties. And for those that need translation, this is about the treatment that men get by the law and the family court system.
Dr. Roberts then used an example to back up his argument.
So here I have this guy in my office who's lost his wife, lost his kids, lost his home. He has a new worst enemy, his ex-wife. He's trying to protect his kids from that new worst enemy, who is telling the kids all sorts of lies about him. And he's fighting this well-honed legal machine which is completely biased against him. He's lost most of his money and he's got the IRD on his back. And many of those guys will say, hey, I'm a slave here. And what do I do? How do I get out of this? And for some of those guys, the only way they see out of it is committing suicide.
Dr. Roberts said the role of broken relationships as a cause of male suicide had so far been largely ignored.
The thing that distresses me most is that this fact of men being 9 times more likely to commit suicide following a relationship breakdown hasn't made it into any of the documents I've seen. I've seen several documents from Parliament about suicide. This is not mentioned at all. And I'm very distressed about that.
Dr. Viv Roberts speaking in support of a petition calling for an inquiry into male suicide in this country.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.